Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live today from the Griffith E. Harris Golf Club in Greenwich, Connecticut. We're produced today by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, your wealth managed to a fiduciary standard, White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accorda Therapeutics, life science. Well, I'm grateful to be here today outside on a day that started out rainy and iffy after like floods yesterday, but is turning. Looks like the sun's trying to come out, and for a very good reason. We are at the 15th annual Chamber of Commerce golf outing with the Chamber of Commerce. That would be of Portchester, Rybrook, and Rye Town. And I am with the Chairman Emeritus, Michael Borelli. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's nice to join you. I'm glad to be here.
So this is the 15th outing. Have you been to all 15?
I've been to all 15, and I've run all 15 of them.
Wow, that's terrific. Now, what are we hoping to accomplish today, besides the fact you're getting a bunch of good guys, great buddies, together for this golf outing? What is really the impetus behind all of it?
Besides the camaraderie of the day with all these gentlemen, and a lot of them are basically repeats, we raise monies for our local chamber of Rybrook, Rye Town, and Portchester. Purpose is to give out scholarships to our local community, high schools. We also need money to run our chamber because, unlike other chambers, we are self-sufficient. We don't get any money from the villages or the town. Mm-hmm. Whereas throughout the county, sometimes you do have municipalities putting in their budget monies for the Chamber of Commerce's.
Wow, that's really something, and specifically because it still goes year after year, you're able to do this. You must have some very robust members and people who care very much about it. What does the Chamber of Commerce accomplish for the towns of Rybrook, Rye Town, and Portchester? Besides wonderful, that's incredible that you're giving these scholarships away. But the Chamber of Commerce, what provides good networking opportunities for business to business?
Right. You hit it right on the head. We're mainly a networking type of a chamber, and we also provide our local businesses with a voice with our municipalities when they have situations that they're not really sure how to handle, and they come to us. Even the villages and the towns come to us for advice or input into things that they want to get across to our local community and our membership, which is probably in the area of around 200 members right now.
That's incredible. Wonderful stuff here. So today's golf outing, how much money are you hoping to raise, or do you not disclose that?
Well, I always believe in transparency, so I could tell you we raise in the area of between $15,000 and $20,000, and needless to say, that doesn't carry us, but it gives us a good start, including our dues that we raise every year.
Yes.
So that's basically it.
A good shot in the arm, so to speak. So when you are defining who you would like to honor students with the scholarship money, what is the criteria?
Usually the criteria is we leave it up to the local schools and or groups that want to give scholarships to either their students or their members. And we usually then we'll have a committee set up to pick out if there's five finalists, they'll allow us the privilege of picking out one of those people for a scholarship.
And this is for college scholarships?
No, this is basically high school levels.
I see.
I wish we had the type of money to give to college students. But once in a while, we do give it to a college student, but mainly high school kids.
And what would they do with the money, for example? What does the money go towards for the high school students?
Well,
their basic needs, or?
Well, their basic needs, but, you know, those basic needs could be books, it could be, clothing, whatever they need it
for.
Because Portchester itself, which is our main area, We have a lot of students that need financial aid or financial help, so we're willing to give some of that money.
That's just wonderful. Well, a great and worthy cause. I think the Chamber of Commerce in every town is really an organization, to be respected because of the work that they do for the community, and often it goes unthanked and perhaps unnoticed, but really it is important in every town. So congratulations to you, Michael Borelli, for really being around for so long and being a huge part of the success of the Chamber of Commerce in Port Chester, Rye Brook, and Rye Town.
And thank you for allowing me to speak.
So happy. When are you teeing off?
We're hoping we're going to get off by 1 o'clock. I'm hoping that a lot of the golfers show up. Some of them were probably a little scared this morning when they saw the weather, but we're ready to go.
The sun's coming out.
Tomorrow.
All right. Wonderful stuff. Thank you so much, Michael Borelli. It's great to be here today at the golf outing, raising money for high school students in Port Chester and Rye Brook and Rye Town, and also just for the Chamber of Commerce's needs, the dues and such. It's a great day here in Greenwich, Connecticut at the Griffith E. Harris Golf Club. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Griffith E. It's right in front of me. Griffith E. Harris Golf Club, but it's better known as the Griff. That's what everyone knows it as here in Greenwich, Connecticut. But we are here for a very special reason. We'll tell you about in just a moment. We're produced today by Shark Creative, and we are brought to you by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. Also, Wartburg, home of health care and rehabilitation care. Genesis Exhibits, facelifts remodeling, featuring fine paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA. So it's good to be here today because this is the 12th annual, we said 15th on the last broadcast, but it is actually the 12th annual golf outing, which goes to kind of support the Port Chester, Rye Brook, Rye Town Chamber of Commerce. And today's golf outing, the money is going to go to kids in high school for money needed, and also to the chamber itself. My guest right now is the treasurer, Daniel Colangelo, the treasurer of the Chamber of Commerce and also he's a member of the committee that helped put on this golf outing today. Were you worried about the rain today, Daniel?
Absolutely, and we got lucky with the things clearing up. It's a great course. They did a great job getting it fixed up, so I think we'll be fine today.
Oh, that's good. I'm so glad, because we were thinking it might rain too, but it looks like the sun is actually trying to come out here. How many gentlemen do you have playing today? Women too?
Usually,
are there women?
Yeah, we always have a few women, usually anywhere from 90 to 100 golfers.
Wow.
And that makes it's a shotgun setup that makes every hole being covered and then some. So a good field like that really helps the day go a lot better.
Absolutely. And you're the treasurer. And every year, do you get to make a little bit more money than you did the last year, or do you hope to?
Well, we rely on events like this. The Chamber is one of our major fundraisers. We do a dinner dance every year. Mm-hmm. We do a golf outing and a few other events, small dinner events. And that's how we sustain ourselves, because we don't get any money from any of the local municipalities. We don't get any federal money.
It's all you.
It's a self-sustaining operation, and we're there for the for the local businesses.
Yeah.
It's our job to be a clearinghouse of information for the local businesses. It's our job to be a conduit to the businesses and the local municipality, because mm-hmm. much of what the municipalities do affects the local chamber of commerce and the local businessmen. So that's our job, to be that conduit, be that advocate for the local businesses.
It's wonderful, and it's a great resource. Honestly, I would imagine anybody who's starting a business, you know, needs a little hand-holding, some information, some guidance, and you guys are there for them.
They may need assistance with the local billing departments and how they get the ball rolling. They may have a problem with parking. They may have a problem with the streets around their businesses needing a better traffic flow.
Sure.
They can come to us, and as I said, we can be an advocate. We can be one voice for all the businesses with the local government. Also, we can help with having grand openings. If a new business comes in, they'll come to us. We'll do help them out with a grand opening.
Oh, terrific.
And we'll provide some publicity for them.
Yes.
And that's a big deal in having a new retail business.
And I'm sure that's just, you know, scratching the surface of what you really do on a day-to-day basis.
Yes.
Is it all volunteer work?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Wow.
I've been the treasurer for, I don't know how long, I've been involved with the chamber 40 years. Easily 40
wow.
years.
Wow.
Because I was lived in town all my life, worked in town all my life. All the banks, I worked in the banking business, all the banks were involved with the chamber. And I was always the person who represented the bank in the local chamber.
Oh, I see. Very interesting. And, you know, I can imagine how the face of each of these towns, Porchester, Rybrook, Rytown, they've changed a lot in 40 years, right?
Oh, absolutely. Changes in the demographics, changes in the land uses.
Yes.
Changes in the perceptions. But
Porchester comes to mind the most of all.
It's what the strength is of communities like Porchester is the people.
Yes.
And I like to say the old families, the old names, the old standbys, I like to say, that are continue to support the community.
Absolutely.
And you see that in a lot of the golfers that are here.
Yes.
Many people in the community, or in either the business community or the local Porchester, Rybrook community, who participate and make this successful.
It's wonderful. And then you also give money to high school students, scholarships, so to speak. And it's a
yes.
wonderful thing
we
that you
try,
do.
We try to use our operating money, of course, to do the job of being supportive of the businesses, but also trying to support the community
yes.
with scholarships or any other organizations that may come to us and say, you know, can you help us out with this? Help us out with that.
Right.
We're open to everyone.
Fantastic resource. Thank you for your commitment to it all these years. And I hope that you have I don't know much about golf, but a scratch game or something?
No, it's just called, you want to have fun. That's the
good.
Most important
okay,
thing.
Let's just stick with the that since I know none of the lingo.
The most important thing of playing golf, as I'm concerned, is you're with your friends
yes.
and buddies.
Yep.
You have good weather, which I think will be.
It's going to happen.
And golf is third.
And golf is third, but the fun is first.
Fun is first.
Thank you so much.
A
Daniel
pleasure.
Colangelo, thank you for organizing this today, and continued success with the Chamber of Commerce of Porchester, Rytown, and Rybrook.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Go enjoy your golf and your barbecue.
Thank you.
Yes, because there is also a nice brunch going on here before the gentlemen and the ladies tee off for today's wonderful golf outing. It's the 12th annual, not the 15th, as we said before, but it's just great to be here all around. Once again, we're at the Griff, that's easier to say, which is the golf club in Greenwich, Connecticut, as the sun is about ready to come out and the guys and gals are ready to take off and tee off. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit ReversoAssociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio on a humid Wednesday here at Griffith E. Harris Golf Club in Greenwich, Connecticut. We're here for the 12th annual Portchester Rybrook Rytown Chamber of Commerce Golf Outing. And, that's a big event here every single year. I'm Jim Cleefield, your co-host for the proceedings, and my good friend Laura Smith as well, and the Mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt K, and as always, the fantastic engineer. Want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Reverso Associates, J.P. McKelp Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Inc., and Salem Golf Club. And don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store of Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram. You can find us there at Shark Creative. And now I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest. We have Rich Augusta.
Oh, hi there.
From Portchester. Good to see you.
You too.
You've been here for the majority of these events. It's been 12 years we've been doing it now. How many years exactly have you done it?
The past 6 or 8 years.
Yeah. And what do you love most about golfing here and taking part in this?
Well, it's close. It's in the community. Mostly for that, it's in the community. Community event. A lot of people from the community come out and support the Rotary and the Chamber. And I've lived in Rybrook and Portchester, so... It's all for the good causes, and I've been in the Rotary for several years, and it's all for good causes.
Yeah, let's talk about some of those causes for those who may not have know where they are.
Yeah, we help out children with scholarships, and we work with Heart Song in White Plains, which is a music and art therapy for special needs children. We work a lot with Marian Anderson there and Heart Song. And you know, whatever comes up other than that for the community and scholarships.
Well, despite the fact we had a lot of rain yesterday and a bit of rain this morning, it looks like we have a pretty good turnout, don't you think?
Very good turnout, and this will probably drain. If the sun breaks...
And it seems to be as we speak.
Yeah, this will drain. That will be good. Yeah. That will be good.
So you've been doing it now for 6 years. So something. These are the causes you believe in, and obviously everybody here who's going to the links, it's the same thing for them, right?
Yeah, pretty much. A lot of everybody here is a sponsor or a longtime participant. You know, or both. A lot of familiar faces.
Have you golfed here for pleasure, or just doing this particular event?
Yeah, I used to live right up the block, so this was a very convenient location. I know people run it and stuff, so this is a great course. We're happy to be here. We're happy it's not raining, and like I said, if the sun breaks, I think things will dry up.
Yeah, I was going to say, since you have played this course, how challenging do you find it? I've been here once before, but how is it?
It's a nice course. There's some easy holes. There's some tough holes. So I would say it's average and challenge to various players. If you're a long hitter and you play the back, it could be challenging. If you're not and you play from the whites or whatever closer tees, there's still some holes that could be easy for you and some tough. So I would say...
Like the front nine versus the back nine?
I forget which is harder. A lot of people think I think the back nine is harder. If you're, 10 handicap, you should be able to do pretty well.
All right. Well, Rich, it's really good to have you on with us today.
You too,
and
you too.
Happy golfing, and enjoy it.
And pray for more sun.
Yes, we'll definitely get some today.
Yes.
Before it's over, I promise you that. Rich Augusta, ladies and gentlemen, from Portchester, one of the participants in this 12th annual Portchester Rybrook Rytown Chamber of Commerce annual golf outing, which again raises money for very, very worthy causes. My name is Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. And again, we're broadcasting live today from the beautiful Griffith E. Harris Golf Course, also known as the Griff, here in Greenwich, Connecticut. We'll be back with more right after this.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Griff, which is the Griffith E. Harris Golf Course on King Street in Greenwich, Connecticut. Well, we're produced today by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics, Life Science. Well, today is the 12th annual golf outing for the Portchester, Rybrook, and Rytown Chamber of Commerce. And right now the brunch is happening. A lot of gentlemen, and I think I saw one lady here who are, stocking up on some good eats from the barbecue over there because they're getting ready to tee off for the 12th annual golf outing. And so the golf outing goes to help the Chamber of Commerce, but it also, they have some wonderful programs whereby they give money to high schoolers and such. And I have Mike Bellantoni with me here today. He's a barber, but he's here golfing today for this great cause. Hi, Mike.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. So why are you here? How are you affiliated, and who do you know to get you in here?
My uncle, Al Bellantoni, owns his own plumbing company called Bella Plumbing, and he asked me to come in and help out this great event, so I'm participating.
Are you playing in his group?
I am playing in his group.
You a golfer?
I do play golf, correct.
Good. So today's money that's being, sort of kind of collected from this big group of men here today is going towards the chamber. Your uncle having a business in Westchester. Where in Westchester is his business?
He's actually in Byram, Connecticut, is the main office.
Oh, okay. So it's right on the border there of Portchester, right next to it. And very good. And where are you a barber?
I am in West Harrison, New York.
Okay, so you're Westchester for sure. Chamber of Commerce is a great tool. It's a great way for people to bond, to network, and to get great information and guidance when owning a business. Do you own your own business?
I do not. I wish I did, but I do not.
Okay, well, maybe that's next stop. Maybe you need to get some information from the Chamber of Commerce on how's the best way to do that.
If there's an easy way, I would love to do that.
And it sounds like your uncle has some good, probably some good tips on owning and running a business with Bella Plumbing. So what do you hope your score is today?
Just going out to have some fun and
trying not to put pressure.
Yeah, I'm not expecting to win anything today, but just to go out and have some fun. It's a day off from work, so anytime there's a golf outing and some beer, you got to do it.
Boy, there's nothing better than that, right? And there's a big shark over there from our group here, Shark Creative. Are you going to try to win? I don't know what people win for that, but I'm going to have to find out. But there's a big inflatable shark over there, and I think you're going to have to try to hit the ball into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm not sure what you win, but we'll find out soon enough.
Oh, that would be fun. I'll definitely try it.
Don't drink too much beer or you might not make it in.
That's hard not to do, though, in a golf outing.
All right, Mike Bellantoni, thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
If people want to get their hair trimmed with you, how do they find you?
It's at Fred's Barbershop in West Harrison, New York.
Friends Barbershop?
Fred's.
Oh, Fred's.
F-R-E-D.
Fred's Barbershop in West Harrison.
Correct.
And ask for Mike Bellantoni.
Correct.
You've got a great-looking beard there, so I have a feeling you do
much.
Good work. All right, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you once again
at the 12th Annual Golf Outing. Portchester, Rybrook, Rytown, Chamber of Commerce, all the money going to the Chamber of Commerce and deserving kids, high school kids, in those three wonderful towns. So we're at the Griffith E. Harris Golf Course here. The Griff and the guys are getting ready to tee off. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa on Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live today from the Griffith E. Harris Golf Course in Greenwich, Connecticut for the 12th annual golf outing put on by the Chamber of Commerce of Portchester, Rybrook, and Rytown. Well, we're being produced today by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you also in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. Well, the sun decided to finally come out after 2 days of nothing but rain, and the timing couldn't be more perfect. 15 minutes away from teeing off for this great 12th annual golf outing, and I'm lucky to have with me Ken Manning. He's the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce for Portchester, Rybrook, and Rytown. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Wow, so you're the executive director. You're the guy that kind of makes sure the whole thing is running smoothly. Tell us what's special about your chamber. I know that it's a little bit different from a lot of people's Chamber of Commerce's in their towns. Why is yours different?
We try to help out the businesses, the local businesses, by having events during the day, sometimes at night. We have one a month, a networking meeting, which sponsors each individual business. That's about it. We do quite a bit of different functions. We do golf outings, dinner dances, a lobster fest. We have so many different events,
right,
for our businesses, and it really helps because most chambers are kind of business oriented, which they're supposed to be, but we find that having these networking meetings for breakfast or lunch or dinner are more friendly, more family oriented. So
right,
people become,
right,
you know, they come every month, and what happens is a lot of these businesses get to know each other and they start to use each other. So we network within each other.
That makes all the sense in the world. A real camaraderie, it sounds like. And
exactly.
I can just see here at the brunch before everyone tees off, there is a camaraderie here. It's like everybody knows each other and feels real good about that. I know that you also do some very nice things with some of the funds that you have. You allocate them towards some scholarships
we
for
do
high school,
high school
students.
Scholarship we do. A lot of different things that a lot of different other organizations might look for fundraisers, we donate to that. And we try to help everybody. So
that's terrific.
And what I try to do is I try to keep all my events as cheap as possible.
Okay, good.
We want everybody to come. If we can get an event to do for free, we do it.
You do it. And what is a way for people to contact you and the Chamber of Commerce of Portchester, Rybrook, and Rytown? What's the best way to find you?
The best way is either email, which is pcrbchamber@gmail.com. Or our office number at 914-939-1900.
Very good. Well, listen, are you ready for your game today?
Oh, I am so ready.
Oh. Well, thank goodness it stopped raining.
Yes, you don't know.
Yes, well, have a wonderful day, well-deserved, and
thank
all you.
You
do for the community. Thank you so much, Ken Manning,
who's
the executive
me.
Director of the Chamber of Commerce for Portchester, Rybrook, and Rytown at the 12th Annual Golf Outing. We're so grateful to be here today. The brunch happening now, the tee-off happening any minute. Live from the Griff, and I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
News.
news, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, broadcasting live from The Griff, which is the Griffith E. Harris Golf Course in Greenwich, Connecticut, for the 12th annual golf outing for the Chamber of Commerce of Portchester, Rybrook, and Rytown. We are produced today by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. Well, today's 12th annual golf outing is literally getting ready to tee off just any second from now. But I grabbed, or I should say he was thrown at me from Andrew Castellano, who is kind of the big guy at Shark Creative. Jerry Federici, it's a six-year contributing and participating here in the golf outing, but you happen to be someone kind of special to Andrew. Tell us all about it.
Well, back in the day, Andrew was a student at Portchester High School. And at the time, I was the assistant principal, and he was special. He was very special. He was a leader back then, and he had a great group of friends that got a lot of positive things done. So it's good to see him being so successful now.
I can see that. I can totally see that. He's one of those guys that the minute you see him, you know that he's got a lot going on. He's a great guy. He's really the friend to everybody, but not in a phony way, in the truest sense of the word. So you got to see him when he was a young kid, and I guess he still remains somewhat the same today.
He looks
the same,
the same,
right?
As he did in high school. But just a super kid, and great family, tremendous support for the school system from his family. And we had a lot of good, it brings back a lot of good memories.
That's
it really
wonderful.
Does.
You said you're retired now, but so now you spend your time helping out with golf outings like this to bring awareness and funds to the Chamber of Commerce for Portchester, Rybrook, and Rytown. Do you live in any of those towns?
I live in Portchester.
You do live in Portchester. Okay, so you're still there and you were educator there and so forth. So, but how do you do on these golf outings? Very good?
I get my
very
money's
well.
Worth. I get a lot of shots, and I see a lot of the course, and it's very pretty. I'm not on tour, and I haven't asked to be played in the Ryder Cup, but we have fun. It's for a good cause,
yes.
And it's a lot of good people, and we have a lot of laughs.
As you can hear
right
now in the background.
It's all worth it. It's really Mike Borelli and Kenny Manning and the crew, they do an exceptional job on this.
Yes.
And we look forward to playing. Unfortunately, the weather's been challenging, but we...
But the sun just came out.
The sun came out a little bit, so I think the gods are going to shine upon us today.
Fantastic. And may you get a hole-in-one today.
Thank you. Can I win that truck or something?
Well, maybe you've got to try to get the ball into the big inflatable shark over
shark.
There. I'm not sure yet. I keep saying I'm going to find out what you win if you do that, but I'm not sure quite yet. But maybe it's $1 million.
Listen, I'll have to ask Andy because I think he still owes me a detention or two. So
Great stuff.
We could probably work it out.
Oh, terrific. Jerry Federici. Wonderful stuff. Thank you for sharing your memories on Andrew Castellano, our fearless boss and leader here at Shark Creative and Westchester Talk Radio. Have a great game.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for sharing everything.
Enjoy.
Yes, at the 12th annual golf outing today, Portchester, Rybrook, Rytown, Chamber of Commerce. They are raising funds for their wonderful organization that networks just about every week, it seems like, and also gives a scholarship to a high school student that's deserving. Maybe Andrew was one of them. In the meantime, I'm Laura Smith, and we are live at The Griff, which is a lovely golf course in Greenwich, Connecticut. And this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.